It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning and welcome to News for Seniors on this third Sunday in November. Time just seems to fly, doesn't it? This is a pretty season and the trees are still showing a little bit of their many colors. Yes, the leaves are pretty if you don't have to rake them. It used to be a chore back in Indiana when we had to rake leaves and then burn them ourselves, because it's a lot different today. Also different today are senior drivers. Most of us who are still driving could pass the test. And today we are fortunate to have Rick Headley from the Marietta Health System Drivers Rehabilitation Program. I met Rick at the Silver Hair Affair held at the Shrine Building on October the 30th. I didn't know about this program, perhaps you don't either. So Rick is here today to tell us all about it. Well, welcome, Rick.
Thank you very much.
What is the driving program?
Well, the Driver Rehabilitation Program is a program that's actually been around for quite a few years. And we handle everything from juveniles up through driving evaluations for adults. We do both evaluations and we do a lot of education. One of the things we're doing right now is we're partnering with the Ohio State Highway Patrol to do seminars. We also do some mature driver classes along the way.
Is there a cost for this? Is some older person on the ticket?
For the seminars, there is no cost. For the regular mature driver classes, it's $20 a person, but you get an insurance discount when you take that, so you usually get that back.
Well, you know, it's difficult for seniors to give up driving. What are some of the things that we should be able to do if we keep on driving?
Well, we think of driving in three different parts. We think of the physical part. Keeping your range of motion, of course, is a big thing, like turning your neck and such. You think of the visual health, eating the right things, going to your doctor every year, keeping up with medications. We think of the thinking part, the cognitive part, and there are things you can do like be active with your mind, card games, crossword puzzles, just staying active like you do. And then you think about the idea of reaction time. That's a huge issue with seniors, because as we get older, I know I slow down. So doing things in real time, don't just do things at your own pace. Try to challenge yourself in your reflexes.
Well, how many do you have? How many do you have in your classes?
Typically, the seminars have been very popular. We have averaged probably 15 to 20 in those. Our mature driver classes, when we have those, typically 10 to 20 we'll have in those classes. It just really varies according to the time of the year, because there are times when seniors are busy, mm-hmm. sometimes more than others. So. Mm-hmm.
And maybe some are applying for their license.
It could be.
Well, you know, I saw on TV a woman who was, I think, 98, and she just bought a new car. And the policeman was following her, and he said, she is a good driver. So are you finding that the older people are pretty good drivers?
Yeah. Typically what happens is we come full circle. Typically juvenile drivers have the attitude, it's all about me, and so they tend to look forward. Fixed forward focus. They always look forward. They don't look around. They don't pay attention. As we age, we tend to simplify. And so I find with seniors a lot of times they don't look around. They just look forward and sometimes they miss things. But all in all, typically seniors have better judgment than younger drivers. So that's a good thing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
They apply wisdom very well. So as a whole, seniors are doing better. They do well. But there are times when maybe minor setbacks happen or some kind of a chronic illness that can impede that.
Yes, well, I know that seniors like to hold on to their driver's permit. If someone really needs to stop driving, what's a good way to do that?
Well, we do driving evaluations, and really what driving evaluations are a time when the client would come and they would meet with an occupational therapist and myself, and the occupational therapist would take a really objective look at how they're doing physically and cognitively, all those things that, and visually, as they, all the things that relate to driving. And then if that would go well, I would actually take them for about a 45-minute drive. And that drive can take place, you know, around our clinic in Marietta, or can take place at their home. And we've worked with clients all the way from Ravenswood to Zanesville. So we cover a big area.
Have you had to tell anybody to stop driving?
We have, yes. And a lot of times when we get referrals for driving evaluations, it's because the family is seeing something, or maybe the physician is seeing something, and they want to make sure that, you know, they don't always know if it's going to affect their driving, or to be really honest, and we always say this, the family has to sit around the Thanksgiving table with that person. We don't. And so we can be really objective. But we like to talk about some of the options for retiring from driving with grace. You know, it's just not, you know, you don't know enough, or you can't see enough, or whatever. It's not that harsh thing. It's let's talk about some possibilities. You know, it can be a blessing as well.
Like I saw on TV where they're making cars that do everything.
Yes.
Do you think that would be a good thing for seniors?
Well, I think, actually, they've announced that in 2017 that they're I think it's GM's going to come out with a driverless car. So we'll see. I mean, that would be a great thing for us, because we don't have a lot of public transportation.
Just say, go there, James.
That's right.
Well, we're going to pause for just a moment for a message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
I love living in Glenwood because I feel safe. I feel that everything that I could not do when I owned my home, I don't have to worry about. I wanted to keep my independence. You can do that here.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
We're talking today with Rick Headley, who is the driver rehabilitation teacher at Marietta Memorial Hospital. Perhaps the hardest part of growing up, of course, we said, is giving up driving. If someone wants to join the class, and what are the times and so forth?
Yeah, typically we would run those every quarter. Now, the seminars that we're doing with the Ohio State Highway Patrol, the last one of the year actually is going to be today at the O'Neill Center, but we're going to pick that back up next spring. And the reason that actually we were approached by the State Highway Patrol to do that, to partner with them, because we, in our area, our crashes with senior adults is higher than national averages. And so, they were given the task of trying to help reduce that, the State Highway Patrol. And so that's why we're working with them to do that. The mature driver classes we tend to do every quarter, except for the winter months. So those are over for the year, but you could always call me at our outpatient clinic. I'm at the Frontier, the new Frontier Clinic by Giant Eagle. You could call there. My number is 525-7609, and you could get information about that and about upcoming classes.
That would be a good thing for seniors who are thinking that maybe they need a little help.
Yes.
With their driving. We also have some booklets that I thought were very good.
Yes, the Hartford, they're an insurance company, a financial company, that they have a lot of resources online that they will send you free of charge. And I get cases of those and hand them out, because, you know, there's information about, handling car care after being widowed, to facing a driving evaluation, or improving your health to help you with driving. Lots of great information, so I highly encourage you to do that. Also, the Ohio Department of Transportation also has a lot of free stuff they will send you to help with driver safety and specific things related to, like, rural driving and such as that.
I picked up a couple of your folders. I really didn't run, maybe I forgot, that you are supposed to honk your horn when you go around someone on the left.
Yes.
No, I'd forgotten that.
Yes, yes.
And so it's nice to read these pamphlets, because it kind of reviews.
Sure it does.
What you need to do.
Sure, absolutely. And over time we get a little sloppy. I think, in our driving seal. So,
Are you speaking at the O'Neill Center, did you say?
I am, yes. It will be Lieutenant Carlos Smith will be there. He's from the High Sierra Patrol. He's the commander. And then we have Carrie Lang, who's our head of our trauma department. And then myself, we talk about, Carrie talks about the aspects of trauma and recovery in older adults. Lieutenant Smith does a great job of talking about what he sees on the road with seniors. It's also a great opportunity for seniors just to say, hey, I don't understand this intersection or that intersection. You know, he's very personable, very proactive in the community. And then I just talk about some of the things you can do to keep driving as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good, and this is something we seniors need. I know in Florida they're building roundabouts. And we seniors just stay away from them.
Absolutely, yes.
Kind of driving. Well, I want to thank you so much for stopping by today, Rick. Driving is a very important issue for we older people, and I hope we cleared up a few questions. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a good place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is Morality in the Media. This is a great organization that's trying to bring about better TV, movies, and fight porno. And just a reminder, this program can be heard on my podcast. Just go to WMOA 1490, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Remember to say a prayer for our country and the world. This is Sally Hilly saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.